More than 10 years ago. I'm famished, your lordship. We can return to the buffet, or I'll leave you here to admire the view. Neither option could salvage Charlotte's mourning. The gossips would claim that she had taken too long on this ramble with his lordship, or that she'd returned to the party without his escort, both choices unacceptable for a lady. As the only remaining unmarried Wyndham, Charlotte had earned the enmity of every wallflower, failed debutante, matchmaker, and fortune hunter in Mayfair. The little season brought the wilted and the wounded out in quantity, while Charlotte, who considered herself neither, longed to retire to the country. Needleby moved more quickly than he reasoned, and thus Charlotte found herself trapped between him and the railing.
"When anybody's looking," he said, "you're all haughty airs and tidy bonnet ribbons. But I know what you fast girls really want. Married to me, you would be more than content."
Married to him, Charlotte would be a candidate for bedlam.
"I need breakfast, you buffoon, and I haven't been a girl for years. Get away from me."
Charlotte also needed room to drive her knee into his jewel box, and she needed to breathe. His lordship took a step closer, and Charlotte backed up until the railing was all that prevented her from falling into the torrent below. Her vision dimmed at the edges, and the roaring in her ears merged with the noise of the river.
"Not now. Please, not here, not now. Not with the biggest nincompoop in all of nincompoopdom flinging his marital ambitions at me."
The thought had barely formed when Needleby was abruptly dragged 3 feet to the right.
"Shabon," his lordship squawked. "Devilish bad taste to interrupt a man when he's paying his addresses."
Lucas Sherborne was tall, blonde, solidly built, and at that moment a pathetically welcome sight.
"If that's your idea of how a gentleman pays his addresses," Sherborne said, "then I'd like to introduce you to my version of target practice at dawn."
"His lordship was not paying his addresses," Charlotte bit out.
She clung to the rail in hopes of remaining upright, and yet she needed to get away from the precipice. Sherborne peeled her fingers free one by one and offered his arm.
"Then I misread the situation, and his lordship merely owes you an apology."
Sherborne glanced at the river, then at Needleby, as if measuring angles and distances. Charlotte's heart was beating too fast and her knees were weak, else she might have managed a dignified exit. Instead, she held fast to Sherborne's muscular arm, needs must, and conjured a mental image of her grandmother Holsopple's fancy tea service.
"My apologies," Needleby muttered, yanking on his waistcoat. "I'll wish you good day, Miss Charlotte."
He turned his back on Sherborne, a lord's privilege where a commoner was concerned, but rude treatment of a lady, and stalked off in the direction of the next scenic view. Sherborne switched positions, so he stood between Charlotte and the railing.
"If you were any more pale, I'd be measuring you for a winding sheet. Come sit."
On some other day, or in some other place that offered no dratted scenic vista, Charlotte would chide him for his peremptory tone.
"Your store of flattery is wanting, Mr. Sherborne."
She could not possibly sit on the bench he'd led her to.
"The prospect does not appeal."
"The prospect of being seen in my company? Perhaps you'd prefer the pawing and snorting of Lord Nettlebum, or one of his equally blue-blooded—"
Charlotte waved a hand.
"The prospect of the river, so far below."
Sherborne glanced past her shoulder.
"A long leap, I'll grant you, but hardly—" "Are you about to faint on me, Charlotte Wyndham?"
The curiosity in his tone, no outrage or dismay, had Charlotte standing straighter.
"And fuel the talk already circulating? What do you take me for?"
Sherborne was a social upstart, but he was a wealthy, single upstart who had the good fortune to be neighbours with the Duke of Haverford in Wales. That fine gentleman had recently married Charlotte's sister Elizabeth, and thus Sherborne was a well-connected, wealthy, single upstart. Also a pest, but not a fool. Charlotte watched him adding facts and observations and coming to the logical conclusion.
"Have you taken any sustenance?" he asked. The buffet... La-